This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go. It's hour number five of the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Birthday roast coming up at 6:20. Here's the chief of the Sports Hodgepodge.
I'm filled with gratitude right now because I don't know if you guys have noticed today, but my right eye has been doing the twitch thing in the eyelids. And I don't know what that's a sign of other than lack of sleep. When I used to work overnights, I would get it.
High blood pressure.
But I slept like a beast.
Take some high blood pressure.
Ooh, that's really? Silent killer, dude. You might want to go to the doctor. I'm not trying to freak you out, but seriously. Do you have high blood pressure?
HBP.
I know that's a side effect of the old Zen Daddies.
Yep, there's that nicotine.
Yeah, I had a dentist tell me that one time recently. Well, this blood pressure is high.
You're like, yeah, what do you mean?
They do blow a strawberry banana in her face.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, all right. Might have to dial it back a little
bit. A lot of reasons, according to ChatGPT.
Where
could be fatigue, stress, caffeine or alcohol, eye strain, dry eyes, nutrient deficiencies, magnesium, potassium, B12, allergies.
That's all of them, bro.
See
so far, you checking every box.
I really am.
Yeah, I know.
You're a picture of health.
God, I'm dead.
See a doctor if it lasts more than 2 weeks or spreads to the other parts of your face. They're using this AI in doctor's offices now, too. If they get a bunch of symptoms, they're like, we don't know. They put in the AI. So don't tell me.
How comfortable do you feel sitting on the hospital bed while your doctor is AIing away at the keyboard?
Oh, they'd go back in their office.
Yeah. You know,
okay.
Just give me a minute, please, Eric. I'll be right back with you.
Oh, that's greatness. Okay, I do have some baseball for you boys, including a local legend who actually went to my alma mater. And this is really just a PSA to everyone who thinks eating salads is a good idea.
Man, I had a couple of them over the weekend, too. There's an Asian salad at Panera, chicken Asian at Panera. Unbelievable. Hey, I'll take your word for it.
Stuff like
wontons, a little bit of cilantro.
Yeah. Yeah, Bratis was shoveling home a salad yesterday, wasn't it? With your joggers on in the kitchen?
Anti-pasta salad, yeah.
It was a pasta salad.
Yeah. Greek salad's the best one.
Greek salad is very good.
Greek salad.
But between the salads and the doubling up on the fiber thins, I've never been more regular. Plus the fasting probably helped.
Never been more regular.
It was amazing today.
Yeah. You just coughed and it. Oh, my God.
We're done here. No wipe needed, really.
I mean, I do just to check.
I pooped. I am happy for you.
Thank you.
Because the world of constipation is not a world that I want to be.
No. Especially when it's gas and you think there's more, but it's really just more gas.
Oh, no.
So you're there for like 30 minutes.
Oh.
Feet getting numb.
Bam, boom, but nothing's falling.
I am working way too hard to have no production. All right, so I got the 2025 Spring Training Rangers Media Guide.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I was thumbing through it, and he seemed head wood. And I saw a couple of things of interest. The first of which is, you know, the Rangers spring training results date back all the way to 1972. All right. That's a lot of years.
We need to get Elliot Shore Parks on this.
Elliot Shore Parks over here.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm going to do is reveal to you something that I find just cool.
How many games did they win in 1972, by the way?
They went 11, 14, and 1 in spring training, Broadus. Thanks for asking.
No, that was the first year I went to follow the team. That's the first time I went to a game.
Well, they were under 500 in spring training.
They were.
But hopefully that lit a fire under them.
They were in Florida, Pompano Beach, Florida. Where were we?
Oh, don't ask me questions. I don't know the answer
to. I thought you were thumbing through the media guide.
Yeah, they don't have the dates and times and locations, sorry. But they do just have the general spring training win-loss record for each season. And what you'll find going back to 1972 all the way to last year, 2024, the Rangers, in their spring training career history, 729 and 729.
Wow.
Exactly 500.
Truth now, serum game coming next week, baby.
Yeah, we do. This is to get you back above 500 in the first spring training game that's going to take place, what, Friday night?
Friday night, I believe, is the first spring training game.
Yeah, and they do have 51 ties in this, but they're a 500 baseball team in spring training.
That bad field goal kicker.
It's an 8-8 league.
You know what? It just means they're not going to be a World Series champion, I guess, if you can't win in spring training. Is that going to carry over? Should we be concerned?
Well, that's a good question because 2023, they were two games under 500 in spring training.
So it
still went
matter.
On to win
won
the,
it. So
the
maybe you
thing.
Prefer to be under 500.
Yeah, just add, you know, lights a fire
know,
into the guys.
Motivation.
A bit.
Motivation.
For I do know they're 1-0 in games that you and I drink violently.
That's true. That go game? Home, Dodges.
Yeah, go home, Dodges.
It's actually better than their all-time record, which is about 488 games below 500.
Yeah, there's some bad days.
Plus six ties.
There's some bad boys.
How the hell? I didn't think we had a tie until the All-Star game that one year. Got Bud Selig in trouble. Six ties all-time, by the way. Sorry to
I appreciate the context.
We had a tie in baseball?
Six times with the Texas Rangers.
What was the last
time? It was just a give-up
I'll
deal.
I'll ask. I'll find out.
There you go, Dr. Dawson, working the AI.
Yeah. You've got high blood pressure and a tie.
54-100 under Ted Williams, by the way, in 1972.
I did. I went to games those times. Mm. Yeah.
And you're proud of that.
I was.
I almost
died of heat exhaustion a couple times.
I would imagine that the Rangers media guide is the only media guide that has a section dedicated to the tallest heads of team operations in professional sports history.
That's true.
Thanks to our guy,
our GM,
CY.
Mm-hmm.
He, of course, stands tall at 6'10".
He just like towers over us when we stand by him, right? I'm 6'3", and I'm like looking up like, man, he just looks mammoth compared to me.
Total giant. All time, you have Vlade Divac is actually the tallest all time head of team operations in professional
over
sports history. Yeah, he was 7'1". Calvin Booth is second all-time with the Denver Nuggets. He's still actually going. So Chris Young right now is tied for second for active tallest head of team operations. He's tied right now with Sean Marks of the Brooklyn Nets. All these are basketball people except for our very own CY. But in the history of tall people running teams, it's all basketball people. Vlade, Calvin Booth, and then Willis Reed and Danny Ferry. Then it's Sean Marks right now, who is still running the Brooklyn Nets. And then Chris Young, the only baseball person to make an appearance in the tall people list of team builders.
I wonder who the shortest front office person is.
Yeah, it'd be a great question. And I'm sure somebody can find that out very, very soon for you.
The shortest?
Now,
this was your segment.
Our local legend of the day went to my alma mater.
Nice.
Dustin May.
Oh.
What'd he do?
He suffered a nasty injury that caused him to miss all of last season.
Did he get buckled by a tackle?
It was actually through the consumption of eating salad. Now, what do you... 877-881-1053.
Washed.
What do you imagine to be the most high-danger foods to eat? Because you think about something that is just, like, overly hot.
Brains.
I'm thinking about,
brains.
Like, a...
Brains.
Okay. Yeah.
Brains. Any type of animal brain is like...
You win.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about just like more food that maybe people would actually eat.
Like, you know, like fish that hasn't been deboned.
Yeah, there you go.
You start eating a little too fast, you get one stuck in your throat.
Good call. Lucius is playing the game appropriately.
Or you get that red tide. You get the shellfish that are exposed.
Don't do me like
yes,
that.
I like that.
Okay.
Something that may be a little bit sharp. Something that may be just too hot. you know, you get overzealous with something too hot, and all of a sudden you burn the roof of your mouth or your tongue or whatever. I think Captain Crunch is something brought
pizza,
up. I thought maybe you would pull that out.
Oh, don't try and get back at me in a nice way. Those pizza rolls. I ain't playing the game anymore. I'm pulling a Bassick here. Get ready. Mike.
Thank God.
He went straight to animal brains.
Oh, you remember my buddy almost died eating the hot dog?
Oh, that's right.
There
you go.
Choke on that.
He got fully wedged in his throat. Had to have it cut open.
Oh my God,
dude. Yeah,
that is very scary. We saw our own Brian Sykes at the Sandlot charity event almost get
that's right.
Death by dog.
Cynthia Isigesigesigetas from Channel 8 was choking on a banana.
That's right. The banana's true too. Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of high danger foods out there. Salad was not one that Popsicles. I ever imagined was going to be the case.
If it's not washed, you could get some disease.
Well, it wasn't even like a sickness factor.
Salmonella.
He was eating a salad at the Dodgers training facility in Arizona. He felt some lettuce get stuck in his throat. Yeah. So he did what anybody would probably do in this situation, which is take like just a big gulp of water to try to clear things out a little bit. Unfortunately, he knew something was up, and it turned out that he suffered a serious tear in his esophagus.
That sounds awful.
He says it was definitely a life-altering event. It was definitely very serious. It's not a very common surgery, and it was definitely an emergency.
That's that iceberg lettuce.
Yeah, dude, I was wondering was it, I guess, the actual lettuce of it all? Was there a crouton situation that went a little haywire back there?
Some bad romaine.
Maybe a bad romaine deal. But just another example of why salads are just a joke, right?
Shouldn't eat them. I think that this should scare you away.
The cutting of the esophagus. How could you eat anything after that and feel comfortable moving forward? Having to have an emergency esophagus surgery, and you have to tell your friends it's all because there's a little piece of lettuce that... got crossed up in there. Bad situation. Kept him out literally all year.
So it's like the spine of a lettuce leaf that was extra sharp or something, or maybe he cut it in a way that made it sharp. Wow.
That's what I'm guessing. I'm guessing there was some type of, it was like a sharp edge to one of those slivers of a lettuce that cut him up in there so bad that he had to basically be rushed to the hospital and have surgery that night. And it kept him out all season. I guess they didn't really mention the details of this until now. He's talking about it at spring training. So
that's bad.
Not something I was expecting to read today. But that's my guy, Dustin May. It's unfortunate that he's a Dodger, but he's also a Northwest Texan. We appreciate him.
Yeah, salute to you. If you don't go in for surgery on that within 24 hours, it's life-threatening. You're out of there.
Jeez.
Didn't you just do a report? He's somewhere else now, right? Dustin May? Who do we just talk about? It's our Dodger.
Justin Turner is who we're
Turner, my bad. Jeez, yep. I'm sorry about that, Eric. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. Yeah, two redheads, though.
They definitely.
God, I was like.
You can cross those heads.
It was Justin and Dustin?
No.
Well, he's from Justin, Texas.
No. Yes, he is.
I was just thinking. I thought that was Turner we were talking about.
We were.
My bad.
It's all good. We have 903 says cheese sticks can be a little bit dangerous. Salmonella with the oysters or whatever.
Oh, yeah. My father-in-law, he choked on a cheese stick. He won't eat cheese sticks anymore. It got stuck right there, like it was melting. And then, he was at the table, bro, having a fit.
Come on, guys, stop.
He was trying to pull the cheese out, bro.
What a fear that would be, man, to have something as delightful as a Mott stick change your life in a way that has you never even wanting to venture into the Mott stick waters ever again.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Gosh, I feel for your uncle, bro.
I think I'd just cut him into fine slivers after that. I'd eat him like jalapeno.
Yeah, I still have to eat them.
Yeah. The 601 pointing out, you know, horse bleed. Maybe if you're in Philadelphia this week, you're wondering, am I sick from the parade?
Have you ever talked to a person that had to live in a way that, like, the only way they could actually feed themselves was through feces? Have you ever talked to a human being that dealt with that?
No.
A guy who had to drink pee a lot, yeah.
Who was that?
You.
Okay. That's a fake report. But I did whenever
I thought there was that one time
my mom grew up with a family who the parents like neglected the children and like locked them in a closet.
Oh, wow.
I'm not joking you. And we went back to my mom's house that my grandparents still lived in, the house that my mom grew up in. And I was super, super young and I barely remember the trip at all. But I'll never forget being at the front door when the kid who was now a grown up walked up to say hello. I guess he heard like my mom was in town or whatever. And that like the effects that happened on this dude, you could just look at his face and tell that like everything was just distorted. He was having to eat his own bodily fluids and whatnot for, I don't know, remember how long it was, but it was a considerable amount of time. Just an absolute ridiculous.
That's
like E. years,
coli,
but,
salmonella, that's all of them joints together.
Dude, like he did not look like a, it was like a zombie looking kind of face, dude. And I'll never forget. I was like, I don't even know. I was probably like in first or second grade. Crazy deal.
Because of the poop?
It was an Eagles fan.
I still can't make fun of him.
Steroid Olympics, Dawson. This is right up your alley, dude. I saw this today and I was like, oh my goodness, this is going to bring some excitement here to the G-Bag Nation. I'm calling it Steroid Olympics, but it's actually called the Enhanced Games. Okay. And this is an Olympic style competition that allows performance enhancing drugs. It's supposed to actually begin sometime this year in 2025. They don't have official dates yet for when this thing's going to get going, but there's a million plus dollars worth of cash prizes. They're going to have track, swimming, weightlifting, combat, and gymnastics. So there's a bunch of like billionaire people that have invested in this, and the latest is Donald Trump Jr. So I think that's one of the reasons why this thing might really get moving here in a real way. But this is like the little teaser snippet of the Steroid Olympics.
I am the fastest man in the world. I've broken Usain Bolt's world record, but you've never heard of me. I am a proud, enhanced athlete.
Yeah.
Now, we have important allies in our battle for bodily freedom as we build the first sporting event that allows performance enhancements and pays all athletes. When we first announced the Enhanced Games, the Olympic Committee said we were a joke, an idea that couldn't be taken seriously. But venture capitalists know that the future isn't a joke. Today, I'm proud to announce seed funding from investor Christian Angermeyer, PayPal co-founder Peter Thiel, former Coinbase CTO Balaji Srivastava, and many other leading investors. With millions of dollars to support building the future of sports, we can show the world that science is real. The Enhanced Games are real.
It sounds like a big joke when you just hear that teaser. That feels like an AI type voice that was just running through this thing, and it feels like a bit of a parody, but I believe this to be very, very real, and I will be interested in watching this, man. I wonder, like, is somebody actually faster than Bolt? But we don't get to document that because
and blow the Achilles and all types of internal injuries. Because now you're using your muscles that, you know, your body's not made for that in a sense.
Yeah, so, you could have a
torque because it might be a little too much for that.
This could definitely be a one and done type of competition.
I'm interested to see, though, like, are these going to be elite athletes or are they like guys that couldn't be elite and now are roiding to get on TV and to participate in this like a reality TV show, which might be interesting by itself, but like, Usain Bolt ran 9.58. Tim Montgomery ran 9.78 on roids. Ben Johnson ran 9.79 on roids. So I don't know. I don't know if we're gonna get world records. I don't know if we will. Perhaps in the weightlifting stuff.
Yeah, I can see the weightlifting.
Yeah,
yeah.
Man's strongest man.
And then like the combat stuff of dudes that are all roided up.
Yeah.
Oh, boxing.
It's gotta be fun to watch.
Boxing, taekwondo.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. I don't know with MMA. Like, the bulk is going to hurt you at some point, right? Or in boxing, too much muscle could hurt you. Yeah. But it'd be fun to watch two Hulks basically
slower,
trying to knock each other out.
Science experiment, really.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. I'm interested. I'm watching.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, thank you. There's a sports hodgepodge here for you on a toxic Tuesday evening in the G-Bag Nation. On the show sheet, it says open segment. What's going on here, guys?
Well, of course, it's your birthday, Gavin, so we've got to roast you in true G-Bag Nation fashion. That's next, the roast of Gavin Dawson.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. I didn't tell these boys it was my birthday because I wanted to avoid a birthday roast, but they found out. And we're prepared for that now. So some of the most embarrassing audio over the years, thankfully not the most embarrassing stuff because that happened years ago and we lost it in the transition. But anyway, segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call Franklin Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here's Will Chuck and Chia Follow.
Yeah, well, that is unfortunate that some of the best got lost a few years ago because I asked Lucius, who has worked with you more than anybody, hey, do you think we can put this together? Now, Lucius has been crushing the roasts. He was able to run Eric's because we were out of studio, Brian's as well. So I want to throw things to our roast master, the great Lucius Alexander, for the birthday roast of one, Gavin General Dawson.
Crap. How you looking like that, bro? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, step on up. Let's roast this guy right here, the general of the G-Bag Nation, Mr. Gavin Dawson, one of the greatest voices in all of radio.
Appreciate the music selection here.
Yeah. This man can dribble.
Big Madonna guy.
Yeah, you are big star. Madonna guy. All right, let's see. I don't know where to start here. Let's go back to 2022. Gavin is the biggest fan of Dak in the media.
That's my guy.
You know, Dak's going to join us Monday, and I've been on a mission to clarify. I'm the biggest Dak fan in media.
Whoa.
I'm just honest. I'm cheering for him to be the player that we all know he should be. I don't think he's there yet.
Okay.
And I think what we might see transpire over the next 30 games or so is him take a significant evolution into that can lead a team.
Can we be honest? Is it you love Dak as a human being off the field? It's just on the field. You're uncertain.
Well,
that's what it is, right? As a player, we're like,
I don't like the word uncertain. you know, because I'm certain he's a good player. Okay. I just think if you want to win the Super Bowl today, you need an all-pro slash Hall of Famer or a guy on his rookie deal, you know? And there's been exceptions. But for me, what Dak's done so far in his first 6 years, you need to build an amazing team around him. And that's so rare that you're able to have a pass rush and a run defense and a great secondary and a good offensive line of skill players. If you can do that in the NFL, you probably got to nail three drafts in a row if you're going to put all that together under the cap. And good luck doing that. Good luck finding four guys in three drafts in a row. So to win the Super Bowl, there's some tough criteria. I do believe we can watch Dak evolve into being the complete guy here in the next couple of years.
I love that reaction.
Dang.
I don't like the word uncertain.
I love that reaction.
I think I nailed that one. Went to the roast.
You did hit that out of the park.
And you shocked them. Hold on. With shock and awe.
You know, Dak's going to join us Monday, and I've been on a mission to clarify. I'm the biggest Dak fan in the media.
Whoa.
That's right. I bought a Dak jersey that year in Oxnard.
Whoa.
Anybody else bought one of those in the media?
Huh? Hey, how about that?
I got gifted one.
Bobby's got a whole collection.
Yeah, Bobby's got every color. Away.
Yeah, he used them like little socks in the middle of the night. let's see here. What else we got? Oh, yeah, I remember this one. It's when you went kayaking with your family and you had a kayaking rant. Just want to give us a little update about how your vacation was going, and somehow
I turned into a rant?
Yeah, it turned into a little, just like a little slight of a rant, in a sense. Took a shot at the people.
Here we are kayaking at Sun River outside of Bend. Abby's back there on her own kayak. It's a beautiful little river here, Deschutes River, that you can kayak down. Houses and stuff on the sides. It's like $150 for a two-person kayak, which is quite expensive, I thought. That was to rent. It's like I can buy a one-person Dealey Bopper at Walmart for $150. The inflatable ones suck. Let me just say that, okay? Inflatable kayaks are horrible. They pop. You got to inflate them. You got to deflate them. If you don't have the storage for a real kayak, don't even mess with it. Unless you like being miserable along with your hobbies. All right.
Truth, though. The truth.
Unless you like being miserable with your hobbies.
That was a great PSA.
My sister got a couple inflatable ones. Drives me crazy. You get out there, it's time to get down to the Deschutes River, and she's like, hold on. I got to get my pump out. Give me a couple hours. We'll be ready to roll.
Hey, RJ Choppy, he tried to do a Gavin Dawson promo.
Tolos, Gavin Dawson, general at your service. Salute. We'll be at Boomer Jacks tomorrow, noon to 4. It's going to be cool. All 10 members of the G-Bag Nation will be there. See me, beer me. Shoot, yeah.
Shoot, yeah. Shoot, yeah, boy.
It's pretty good, man. I think I like his better than Sean's.
Now, this was titled Rangers Rant.
This is a top three Madonna song right here, too.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I'm with you, dog. Last night. All right. You got a Rangers rant from
me. Well, you know, San Pedro is another name for ayahuasca down there. They call it the San Pedro.
Oh, really?
So this song is deep.
Yeah. Levels.
Yeah.
Like Alex Jones said, genius. Genius.
Don Burton's street going on.
We need some talented guys that don't try that hard but are so talented they hit the ball 415 feet. I'm so sick of these tryhards who are versatile. You know, it's like, boy, this guy's got all the right baseball character. Save it. I don't want to hear about Nick Solak or Kiner Falefa and how they can play multiple positions, and they're just, what do they call, this guy's a dirtbag, you know? He gets out there on the diamond, and he comes off like 4 hours later after practicing so hard, his jersey's all dusty. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know? Give me the son of a bee that has 17-inch arms and stepped into a batter's box at 15 years old against a high school senior all-conference and took him deep, you know, and then went back to smoking cigarettes. His parents had to straighten him out, you know. That's what I want. Parents were like, man, you're so talented. You're going to kick away a big league career. Stop drinking in high school. I'm ready for one of those guys, quite frankly, after a bunch of try-hard losers.
Trying to bring Josh back.
Bunch of try-hard losers.
Great.
I think Ray and CY heard that. It's when they got Simeon and Seager.
Went and got us some Austin Hedges, baby. And we went on to win a World Series.
I think I was thinking about Josh Hamilton.
Yeah, probably.
Try hard losers.
It's hilarious.
Oh, man.
I think this is a highlight reel. Thanks, guys. This is the best birthday present ever.
You are in your bag and all of
yeah,
these.
I remember this one. You're talking about Jason Witten right here. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Is this
the fogey?
Yeah.
He's a fogey.
Gets racial.
Gets racial.
He's awesome. Well, I'm not even going to steal it. I'm not even going to step on it. Hold
He's
on.
White.
Witten's running around with dad bod.
Yeah.
This isn't funny. And nobody in the media will call it out because, oh, it's Witten. Shut up. Get rid of the guy. He's freaking ancient. We're talking about demanding a Dez Bryant pay cut, and we got Geezer Boy over here at 36 years old playing 100% of the snaps.
Yeah.
What the F?
Yes.
We all want the Cowboys to win. Why won't they? Because they're stupid, and they keep guys that get to determine when they're done playing. Because they're awesome and white. That's what it is.
Wow.
Jeez.
Jeez.
Or named Zeke. I should have said that. Didn't quite have that.
Oh, no.
He's running with dad bod. We got a real problem.
You came out of the gates hot, man.
Man.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I used to get real bent at the Cowboy disappointment, and I'm just used to it.
Yeah. It hits you like that. That's when you really become a man.
Yeah,
I'm disappointed all the time. You can't even tell, bro. Oh, here's one with Mr. Broadus. I think you were drinking, Mr. Broadus. This is probably spring training.
Oh, yes.
I would imagine.
And Dustin was trying to talk about Nathaniel Lowe, and Broadus just all over it, just stepping all over it.
Last year, he was great defensively, and his patience at the plate was great. He had a lot of walks, but he only hit 17 home runs. This year, he's trying to become the complete hitter. He's been focused, and you're going to see him working a slightly wider stance in hope of increasing, I guess, this window of time where you can barrel up the ball and everything comes together with your timing well. He's trying to barrel
up
balls.
Silver slugger guy.
Just saying quotes.
Lobbing out useless.
Yes, I had been drinking. Yeah. Dawson, thank you for fighting through that. Appreciate you.
Oh, no, you were amazing that day.
Just hitting a little
Look
quotes, man.
It. When are we doing that again? Next Thursday? Next Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Next Wednesday?
We
maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Maybe we
do. Walchuk's trying to run it up the whole week.
Yeah.
Broadus needed a couple of buffer days before he gets on the airplane.
Yeah,
he doesn't
want
to do
back,
it Thursday
I don't
or Friday.
Turn upside down and be able to not get out of my seat.
Let me get some of these quick ones out the way. I think you were doing a D&M spot.
And the shorter terms that you want to be in and out of new vehicles more frequently, like we are. Two easy leases in my driveway every single night. I mean, the guys, they love to bust on me and razz me about the Scooby.
Pause.
Fish tanks, Mr. Dustin here.
Oh, yeah, I had 13 of them one year. Did I ever tell you guys I once had 13 fish tanks? 13 fish tanks.
I'll tell you guys, by the way.
Oh, you set that up perfectly, man.
I did. I loved it, too. I was breeding them. I had, like, live plants down there in the dirt and everything.
Cool.
I think I was driving around one day. I was not on the show, and I was just listening, and I heard that. But, like, it didn't go anywhere else after that. It was just like, you just kind of said it, and everybody moved along. And
I was like, wait,
nobody was interested.
We need some answers.
Wait.
Had some piranhas things? Once.
That was cool.
You had to.
That is an all-time laugh racket right there.
What is
That's
that?
Genuinely giddy.
Wow. There was a live tickling on the show. Now that's a good roast right there.
Yeah. Shoot, bro. Let me get. All right. I'm done.
Now, I had this one goldfish named Lucky because he survived the night in the piranha tank, and I took him out and let him live in the goldfish tank. For like months. He got giant.
Good for him.
Brother comes home from college.
Oh, no.
And I come back from work. I'm like, where's Lucky? He goes, oh, the big one? I fed him, man. It was awesome.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Poor Lucky.
Like, okay. I imagine the fish tank era was also your longest dry spell era. Right?
Yeah.
It just coincidentally coincided. Didn't really set the mood, did it?
What do you think of my fish tank?
Smell of stale water and
oof,
fish feces.
He didn't set the mood. But you're not liking this? Got a little acting here from Mr. Gavin Dawson.
Fear does not exist with this baseball team, does it?
Okay.
No sensei. No sensei.
Broadus is like,
I needed Broadus for that one. I mean,
no sensei.
Did you guys ever watch the original Karate Kid?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, of course. Man, that was great.
Wax on, wax off. Left me hanging, though, huh?
Ralph Macchio.
Sometimes I'm not sure where you're going with it.
I can understand that.
Man, there was so many great rants from back in the day that got lost in the sauce because, man, Dawson, whew,
I know
that's you were drinking, bro. You would see something on the fan text and just go.
Just triggered.
He just go off, bro.
The Pam Anderson. The one that I missed the most is the Pam Anderson party because the guy.
Oh,
he
that
came
was great.
And he was cussing. Like, we were interviewing patrons. Like, at the. And I'm like 17 sheets to the wind. This guy comes up cussing in an Indianapolis Colts starter jacket. And I told him he was trying to get his fine and thrown off the air. And I was going to kick his ass.
Yes, dude.
Oh, that's amazing.
Get out of here, sir. Get out of here.
Y'all did a live remote from Pam Anderson's party?
Yeah, Super Bowl, man.
Incredible, dude. Yeah, Jagger. I mean, Jagger was like the morning host, and he was like deep into the celebrity scene. He's out in San Diego now. I heard a promo for him on one of the stations.
He's a darn TV host. What was that? Change of Heart? I think it was Change of Heart. Mm-hmm. Old Jagger.
Wow.
Hey, I got one right here. Shout out to Mickey Spagnuolo.
Mickey.
Another $8 million, I believe it is, against the cap. The amount of dead money they have going into this coming season. And remember, Tony Romo's still going to count another $8 million, I believe it is, against the cap. So
have to get awful creative.
Well, you can get creative.
Yeah.
But how are you going to get creative? You can't print money.
No, but I mean, it's a soft cap.
And you can't print space. No, it's soft. Not a soft cap. It's hard.
It's hard.
Well, it's
hard.
Soft in that you can structure contracts to pay them off later.
Well, but there's parameters on how to do that, right? Okay. And then all of a sudden.
And they've done a lot of that over the years, Mickey. Don't act like it's a confusing idea to you.
No. Well, I mean, why are you attacking me? You asked me a question.
You got defensive over a question I asked you, bro.
No,
yes,
you,
as
I
hell
did
you
not.
Did.
I did not.
And you did it with Mike yesterday, Mick.
I did not get defensive. I said, you asked me a question. I gave you an answer. If
rewind
you don't like my answers, then don't ask me a question.
Come on back, Mick. Top of the hour. We'll rewind the tape, and you'll hear you getting defensive
first. What did
first,
I say?
Not me.
What did I say?
I'm not going to go over it.
I explained
I'm going
to
say
you.
Goodbye to you, sir. And if you'd like to come back at the top of the hour, we'll take a damn listen to it. How about that? Or do you want to catch me outside?
Jeez, bro.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm dead serious. Wow. I'm dead serious right now, Mick.
Wow.
And why is he still potted up, Lucius? Goodbye. I'll see you in Oxnard, sir. Goodbye.
We just did Mickey for the office.
Wow, Jesus.
Is that G-Bag of the Day nominee?
Yay.
Yeah.
Good as it got right
dude,
there.
Dude,
top of my game.
That is so good.
As soon as you get, okay. At the very beginning,
you heard
I knew. He's all right.
Hard.
Yeah, no, it's hard.
Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
That was fun to relive.
That was a highlight reel.
Yeah, could have played a few more, but that's it.
All right on, dude. Well, thank you.
Happy birthday, bud.
Good times. When we return, it's time to talk with the Fan After Dark. Fred and Blake throwing heat in the bullpen, and we'll see what they have cooking on their show coming up next, The Nation. Thank you, Lucius. Welcome back. How about this for a home invasion? LAFC striker Olivier Giroud losing approximately $500,000 worth of jewelry his LA home burglarized. He and his family were not on the property when the burglars broke in and took 10 luxury watches belonging to the 2018 World Cup winner. He's playing with AC Milan. I know he played at Chelsea very well, but he's finishing up his career in the MLS, and I don't know if that's going to help his outlook on America.
He's probably ready to go home.
But I hadn't heard of one of these players losing that amount of value. That is huge, as the Fan After Dark, including the reigning G-Bag of the Day champion, Fred Davis, joining us now. Fred, Blake, good evening. How we doing?
Welcome back.
Thank you. How was things?
I mean, you know, we just held it down, as always. And, you know, just a lot of people really misconstruing things, if I will say so myself.
We're acting like I put the clip together.
Okay.
I didn't send it in.
Your reaction didn't help. Okay. I was trying to stick up for you.
What do we say? Every action has a reaction. My mom told me that one.
Wow, this sounds tense already,
still
boys.
Still busting on one another, all right?
Pork chops.
4 hours. 4 hours of this, people.
The bus bros. Holy, you guys need to figure it out.
Bus chops. Who hasn't heard the term bus chops, right?
Yeah, oh, you didn't say that.
Absolutely.
Didn't
no, bus
say
and chops.
That.
That.
Didn't say that.
That was the Jedi. genesis there of it.
Not at all.
Sexuality slur.
Yeah, it didn't come off that way.
Well, going about sexual and violent is what it sounded like.
How was your birthday, General? Did you have some pancakes this morning, some avocados? What was the morning breakfast?
The hell?
You know, I didn't do a breakfast today. I didn't think I ate anything until I had a 7-Eleven pepperoni pizza piece, which was delightful, I might add.
They're good.
You know, they have some good pepperoni, don't they?
Yeah.
It's a little spicy kick to it.
To a racetrack does the pizzas pretty nicely as well.
Yeah.
Those 7-Eleven wings look hella crispy.
They are.
I'm scared to get them, but they look hella crispy.
Take them with the... Look, if you're under clear a certain out your schedule. Influence... Yeah, exactly.
We're heading for brisket sandwiches, though, for dinner.
Brisket sandwiches?
The best sandwich in the world.
Okay, what all do you put in your brisket sandwich outside of, obviously, the brisket? You
just
onion?
A bun. Just a
no
bun.
Grilled onion, no cheese, sauce. No sauce?
No, nothing. No, no if pickle. You get that brisket done right with the right amount of salt and fat, I mean, it's its own condiment. The fat is the
he's not wrong.
Is the sauce.
Not wrong.
Sauce, grilled onion.
It's the South Mouse.
Yeah.
So how cold is it out there?
Boy, I tell you what, that temperature's dropping. Okay. You guys should be okay by the time y'all make it back to y'all's respective homes. It's going to be chilly.
Wind chopped my face right off walking up. It was bad. What is it? -2 tonight?
Oh, it's they say it's going to feel like -2 tomorrow morning.
We're up to 36. We were at 34 earlier, so we're getting a little bit
heating up. Yeah.
When do we get warm weather? March? Is that when that happens?
Or are
we just cold for
next week?
Yeah, I was going to say next week it starts to warm back up.
It was 80 degrees last weekend.
Is it going to stay warm though? I wonder.
Oh, staying warm?
Yeah.
Probably.
I think this is the February massive cold deal, and then after that we're done.
Yeah, we'll be.
I think I'm tired of the cold.
We had snow one time in March, though, didn't we? It'd be an All-Star game.
That was mid to late Feb.
Was that Feb?
All-Star weekend's always in February.
What was it, March, that we had some snow?
It was a couple of years ago we did. We got some.
Was
it
the Snowmageddon?
Yeah.
Or was that late February?
It might have been.
I know on Valentine's Day we had a bad snowstorm one time.
We did.
Yeah. But I thought we had some March snow, though, too.
I think we did.
2015. 5 to 6 inches in northern parts of Dallas.
Mm.
And then actually 2014 and 2015. So we're in quite a run there. Brian, thanks for cueing me to ask ChatGPT for the 12th time
today.
You're
an effing idiot.
Yeah. USA Canada on your radar, speaking of the cold weather?
Yes.
Which one of us is he saying that to?
He's talking to himself.
I've enjoyed the fights. I've enjoyed USA representing. And you know, Canada's always got obviously the top hockey players, you know, the Connor McDavids of the world. So it's nice to see us kind of reigning supreme and planting our flag over there. Go USA.
Big
whatever,
on this.
Whatever he just said.
You're out?
What, on USA?
Yeah.
Canada? I mean, I'm not a big hockey guy. I mean, I think everybody.
You love your country at all, Fred?
Yeah.
Oh, you did surf your country, so I shouldn't say that, right?
I mean,
do you believe the national anthem? I felt bad as soon as you said
that. That goes without saying.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about hockey. Like, of course I like you. I mean, should it already be expected that I'm pulling for the USA?
No. But don't you want us to annex them?
No.
The flag.
Thought I saw it on your Facebook. No? No? I mean, this
is first state.
That was from 10 years ago, Gavin, okay?
Right.
This is bigger than
gun rack in the back of his truck.
isn't this takes on like a huge international. This is beating them at their game.
It is. I mean, that's cool.
Just that's kicking cool. that Canadian
yeah, that's
butt.
Cool. Yeah.
Wow. You weren't a big Houston Arrows fan?
Am I a big what?
Houston Arrows fan when you're in your time in Houston?
Kansas City Scouts.
Beloved minor league hockey.
You'll remember the Kansas City Scouts.
They did. Well, there was a Kansas City Stars, too. Or no, I'm sorry, the Kansas City Blades.
The Blades were
classic. The Scouts are the Colorado Rockies, or the Avalanche now.
Oh, they are?
Kansas City moved to Colorado and they became the Avalanche.
That was like, what, in the 80s, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because then the Blades came in the 90s because they were the San Jose Sharks minor league team. Mm. And then they lasted for, I don't ever
know. Just go to Blades games and just get hammered?
No, I mean, I was a teenager.
Did you go to Blades games to get hammered?
No, I did not. I did not. Plus, I was in Topeka. What'd you ask me?
Houston Arrows.
No, didn't care. Like I said, hockey and me. I've been to one hockey game in my life, and it was a Portland game back in 2000.
Get
so
kicked
that's
out,
Portland,
Fred?
Maine.
Did you get kicked out?
Wait, what do you think? I'm just some rabble rouser everywhere I go?
I think you probably caused some trouble.
Busting on people. Yes, to your question, I have been kicked out of things, but that was not one of them. So,
what's the thing you've been most embarrassed to get kicked out of? Church?
No, I'm Catholic. you got to do a lot to get kicked out. Yeah. My 21st birthday, I got kicked out of a bar for slapping a girl's butt.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so that was...
Give me that, fat ass.
I've never heard that one.
That was it. That was it. That's exactly right. That's exactly what we said afterwards. And then my cousin headbutted a guy right after that. So it was a good time to be head by all.
I told you. I knew this fool was into headbutting. He put it on his cousin. He was really doing the headbutting.
Yeah, no, he was.
You probably taught your cousin how to headbutt. That's what it is.
I knew it.
What's coming up on the show tonight, boys?
What are we doing tonight?
Fred likes to handbutt.
Yeah.
Wrong body part there. Blake? Show?
Oh, handbutt? No, not me. We got our boy.
Blake, show? Run sheet.
9:20, we got Connor Hibbett coming on.
A.K.A. Norbit.
Okay, that's your nickname right, for him.
Is that a fat joke?
No, he's going to be talking all things college football, talking about the draft, some prospects for the Cowboys. I believe we got some fair foul today. We got some insane ones on
maybe
the deck.
Maybe a Blake or leave it. Probably not, though.
And then also, obviously, breaking down all the Cowboys audio that we heard today, as well as
all
Evan Carter.
All 17 clips.
Oh, this is going to be gold, folks. Woo! The Fan After Dark coming up next. These guys are in a mood. It should be entertaining. 7 to 11. Thanks to Lucius Alexander, the Pimp Cup, Woolchuck, and Chia following brought us until tomorrow at 2. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation, Eddie's.